Torah tells us, Avram Zaken, Avram was advanced in years, Baba Yamim. He came with days. What does it mean he came with days? So the Zohar explains, Baba Yamim means he utilized all of his days to the fullest. All of his days were filled with spirituality. But the question is, according to the Rambam, Avram Hikar es Boire, Avram only recognized the concept of a creator at the age of 40. So for 40 years, he was not yet a believer. So how can the Torah say Baba Yomim that he came with all of his days? They were the first 40 years of his life where he had not yet discovered the concept of ethical monotheism. So Avram did not utilize all of his days. So I'd like to share with you a profound principle from the Chafetz Chaim. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem. Let the hearts of those who seek Hashem rejoice. It should really say, Yismach Leiv Oivdei Hashem. Those who serve Hashem should rejoice. Why Mevakshei Hashem? Those who are still seeking are not necessarily observing the Torah, so why should they rejoice? So the Chafetz Chaim explains that when one seeks and searches for something materialistic, they are not satisfied unless they find what they're looking for. However, one who is seeking Hashem, one is Mevakesh Hashem, he wants a relationship with Hashem, they find great pleasure just from the actual search, regardless of its success. The process itself, the exercise of seeking and longing and yearning to find the path to Yiddishkeit, gives them great satisfaction. Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem. That is Hashem's promise for the person who is sincere in their quest. So who was the first Mevakesh? Says the Rambam, it was none other than Avram Avinu. He says, originally Avram worshipped idols along with his father, Terech, and the entire generation also worshipped idols. But he realized that these inanimate idols cannot be the ones responsible for the creation of the world. Then at age 40, he experienced a moment of profound realization. He concluded that there must be a supreme force transcending all visible aspects of nature, a force responsible for their creation and continuous existence. Hidden beneath the concealed influence of nature, young Avram perceived the infinite presence of a Bar Olam. So perhaps with the principle of the Chafetz Chaim, we can now understand Baba Yamim beautifully. The reason the Torah testified that Avram Baba Yamim, that he fulfilled all of his days, is because when one begins their journey to discover the truth, when someone is a Mevakesh Hashem, they already started fulfilling their mission. So for those first 40 years, Avram Avinu spent embarking on his journey to uncover the truth about the creator of the world are also counted as accomplishing his mission. Through learning from his mistakes, he grew to great heights. And the time spent trying to discover the truth, even those 40 years while making those mistakes, were not wasted years. It was only a prerequisite to discovering the ultimate truth. And that is why the Torah says that Avram fulfilled all of his days. It's well documented that when Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, he conducted over 2,000 experiments before achieving success. A young reporter once asked him, Mr. Edison, how does it feel to fail so many times? And Edison said, I never failed once. It just happened to be a 2,000-step process. Our failures, our path to discovery, are vital steps in the process of success. A story is told about a bacher studying in yeshiva in Lithuania. He was returning back home to Switzerland, and he planned his return trip through Radin to see the holy Chafetz Chaim. He arrived in Radin at 2 a.m. It was cold and snowing. An older man approaches him at the train station. He asked him, where do you want to go? And who are you, the bacher asked him. I'm Tzvi Levinson, the Chafetz Chaim son-in-law. So he said, actually, I wanted to go visit your shver. And where are you planning to sleep tonight? He asked his bacher. I don't have a place to sleep. Rabbi Levinson took him to his house and offered him something to eat. He says, I don't want to eat. All I want is sleep. Just as he covered himself with a warm blanket, he remembered that he hadn't yet davened Maariv. And the bacher wanted to get out of bed to daven, but he allowed himself just one more moment of comfort under the blanket. When he opened his eyes again, it was morning. After Shachar, Reb Levinson took him over to the Chafetz Chaim. Before the bacher could say anything, the Chafetz Chaim tells him, Bacheril, I remember the era when the Tsars ruled. At that time, there was so much wealth. If money fell to the ground, people didn't even bother bending down to pick it up. But today, when a penny falls to the ground, people rush to pick it up. And the bacher wondered to himself, why is the Chafetz Chaim telling me this? But then the Chafetz Chaim continued. There was a time when the Rebbein Shlom had Tanoim and Amoraim and Rishoyim and Achrayim. In those days, if a bacher forgot to daven Maariv, it wasn't so noticeable in heaven, because there was so much spirituality in the world. But in our generation, Every small deed is precious. When a bachur forgets to daven ma'ariv, creates tremendous void in Shemayim. The bachur later said, at that moment, I hoped that the earth would open up and swallow me up inside, because the Chafetz Chaim saw with his Ruach HaKodesh that I didn't daven ma'ariv last night. But the chizik that the Chafetz Chaim gave me that day was enormous. I discovered that Hashem values my good deeds, and He waits for them, because when there is a lack, every good deed is precious in Shemayim. In Galus and times of Din, every good deed we perform is valuable in Shemayim. Even if we are just on the road, if we are Mavakshim, even if we are only Mekabel to do a good deed, or improve in a certain area, even if we are still making those mistakes, but as long as we learn from them, those are deemed successes. V'darshe Hashem le'yachseri kol tov. Those who are on the road to seek and discover Hashem will not be lacking anything, even while they are still on that journey. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.